CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Nutrition,
good disposition,
and you feel good all over. The soup is good for you.
Yes, good things begin to happen.
But once a day,
every day,
you'll have Campbell's soup.
Dear, wake up.
I'm awake.
Look out the window. We're in France. Think of it.
Yeah, well, that's where we're supposed to be.
Look out the window, dear. Look, the sun's shining. It's so pretty.
Look, I can't see anything from up here.
Well, get out of the upper bunk and crawl down the ladder and look.
Yeah.
The French countryside looks just the way I thought it would.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Frenchman wearing a beret and bicycling down a little country road over there. Oh, it's so picturesque.
Oh, golly. Oh, hey, you all dressed?
Yeah, I woke up early. I thought I'd better. But there isn't room for the two of us to get dressed at the same time in this compartment. Oh, I'm so excited. What time do you get to Paris?
Oh, I don't know. About 9:15 Sydney, I think.
Yeah, it's only 7:30. Yeah. I'm hungry already.
Yeah, well, I expect there's a diner on the train.
But the waiter probably speaks French now that we're in France.
Well, so what?
I don't know. Hmm? Suddenly, now that I'm here, I'm bashful about even trying out my high school French. I don't remember a thing, honestly.
What are you worried about? You got me.
Yeah.
I will be your interpreter. After all, I had 4 years of French. You know, I might be a little rusty at first, but as soon as I catch on to it again, I'll be all right. So stop worrying. I may not be fluent, you understand. We'll get by.
Fine. Well, I'll see if Aunt Effie and Betsy are up yet, and then I'll stand outside in the corridor and look out that window so I'm out of your way. Then we'll go in the diner, and you can order breakfast in French.
Okay.
Now we'll see what we get.
All right, come on now, all of you. Quit looking out the window and decide what you want for breakfast before the waiter comes around.
Well, there isn't any mayo.
And I couldn't read it anyway.
Some waffles and maple syrup.
No,
well, you're not getting any waffles with maple syrup.
They probably don't have that anyhow. That's on a French train.
Well, certainly have bread and butter, and still get coffee and milk for that.
What are those people having over there?
I can't see. Looks like the cheese, doesn't it?
Now, look, don't embarrass me by wanting things that I don't know the words for. You understand? I've got to get the hang of speaking French first.
Sure, you know the words for bread and milk and coffee?
Oh, well, sure.
Just order that, then, and we'll buy some fruit in Paris.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Well, you be quiet now. Just let your father handle this. Oh, dear, here comes the waiter.
No, that's not such a good
one. Just get bread and milk and coffee.
Yeah. So, Bonjour, monsieur. Now then, apportez nous, s'il vous plaît, du pain, et beurre, and du café. Du lait pour la petite fille.
What did Daddy say? I'm hungry. Well,
perhaps monsieur would care to see the menu?
Mademoiselle. Thank you. Oh, it's in English, dear. On this side.
Oh.
I like some orange juice and bacon and fried eggs, Daddy.
Oh, well, that sounds good. I'll have that too, dear.
I don't want a fried egg.
Perhaps scrambled, madame, or an omelette.
Oh.
Perhaps a Western omelette, madame. Western? Yes, monsieur. It has the ham, onion, and...
Yes, I know what it is. Well, okay, I'll have it too.
Very well, monsieur. And coffee for monsieur and madame, perhaps, with milk for the little one?
Oh, yes, that's what I said.
Thank you, monsieur. And bring your coffee at once.
Oh, really?
Since we're in France, why does he have to speak English?
Oh, he could see we were Americans, and he was being polite.
Polite.
Now, don't worry. You're going to have plenty of chance to speak French.
Yes, think of it. We'll be in Paris in an hour.
Oh, we have to go through customs first, and that will be your chance, dear. Mm. Goodness, I hope we don't have any trouble making ourselves understood there.
Why should we have any trouble there?
Well, I just meant if the customs man asks you anything, and French people talk so fast, you don't want to give the wrong answer.
Oh, stop worrying, will you? All he'll ask me is if I have anything to declare, and I shall say, je n'ai rien à déclarer.
Oh, you wonderful.
Well, it's nothing.
Don't wander off now. Just stay close to Mommy and Aunt Effie.
Yeah, no, Aunt Effie, I'm going to lock you up. Okay, I'll set them all up here now. The customs man will want to go through everything.
I must say, that's the only thing I don't like about travel. All these customs men just prowling through my personal things.
Oh, they don't think anything of it.
Well,
oh, yes, here comes, yes, here comes one. Yes,
give me this. Give me the passport.
Oh, the passport.
Yes, bonjour, monsieur. Voilà no passport, ma femme. Ma tante, ma fille, voilà nos valises.
Have you anything to declare, monsieur?
Well...
No, we haven't, no.
How long do you plan to stay in France, monsieur?
A week or 10 days.
Merci, monsieur. Your passport, that will be all. But passport, s'il vous plaît, madame. Oui, but valise?
Oh, honey, now don't glare at him. You can see that the next lady is French and he knew we were American.
Oh, monsieur, isn't he even going to look at anything? I should get the suitcase roll.
Come on, close them up. Let's get to the hotel.
Our hotel, St. James at Dalton. Dear, do they have our reservation?
Well, they certainly should have. Guest place still on the phone.
Oh,
I don't know who
you're talking about, madame. It's a one-pair of this one, oui. Merci, madame. Oh. Monsieur?
Oh, yes. Bonjour, monsieur. Avez-vous les réservations pour Piper? Pour quatre personnes. Ma femme, ma tante, et puis ma fille.
Ah, monsieur Piper, we have been expecting you. You have arrived from London this morning, n'est-ce pas? May I have your passports, please, and those of your wife, your aunt, and your daughter, I believe? Thank you. Your rooms are ready, monsieur. You can go right up.
Look, may I ask you a question?
But of course, monsieur.
Is there anybody in France who speaks French?
No. Husband only joking.
Oh, yes. You Americans.
Yes.
Oh, always a little joke, huh?
Yes.
Little joke. Come on, dear. Let's get up to the room.
Calm down. Look what a lovely room we have here, opening onto the courtyard down there with a fountain and flowers.
Even the taxi driver. And I wouldn't predict we'd at least get a real Parisian taxi driver. No, we get one that was born in Brooklyn.
Yeah. And Effie, how is your room in there?
Come on in here. Oh, it's so picturesque. There's a little balcony.
Yes, we have a balcony, too. We can eat breakfast out here. Have it set up. Bet you go in the bathroom and wash your hands. You're all chocolate from that candy bar.
And look what I picked up in the lobby. Life magazines and the Reader's Digest and the New York Herald Tribune.
No.
Oh, my goodness, it's just like the moment of the American magazines and newspapers.
Well, that is hardly the idea. We've come all the way to Paris. I want to see French then, for heaven's sake, and speak French. I don't want to feel as though I'm home.
Yeah. Mommy, come in here. What's this thing?
Huh? Never mind, dear. Just wash your hands on her, if about it, huh?
Well, certainly a waste of time studying French in school and doing all that brushing up I did lately.
Honey, I'm sure you'll have plenty of chance to use your French. Now, don't be so silly.
Well, you don't get the flavor of a country, the feeling and excitement of being in a foreign land.
Look, you said you had to get in touch with your Paris office. Now, get on the phone. You can talk French with Mr. Beaucervain.
Monsieur Beaucervain.
Oh, Beaucervain. Never give him a call. Let him know you're here. Now, you do that while Aunt Effie and I plan what we'll do this afternoon.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Entertaining a depression-burdened America in 1933 was no easy chore, but show business came through with flying colors. It was a year that produced such all-time favorite songs as Easter Parade, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and Stormy Weather. The year that Hollywood gave us Tugboat Annie, King Kong, and Walt Disney's Three Little Pigs. Broadway applauded Tobacco Road, Roberta, and a thousand cheer. And along about midsummer, Americans coast to coast began to follow the absorbing episodes of a dramatic serial by the name of The Romance of Helen Trent. Today, over a quarter of a century later, millions of listeners continue to enjoy radio's longest-running daytime drama. one of CBS Radio's winning 7 combination of top dramatic serials. Keeping Helen and you good company each Monday through Friday are 6 more serials that have stood the test of time, the test of taste. Only a network can bring you such an outstanding lineup of dramatic entertainment each weekday. And only CBS Radio does.
No, operator. I mean, mademoiselle, donnez-moi 20 ans, 5 weeks de toi. What? I mean, pardon?
Have you got the self play?
Look, no, écoutez, s'il vous plaît. Vendons 5, 8, 2, 3. 3.
Have you got the soap place in here, dear? I've got quite a few things to wash out.
The 3.
Good heavens, don't tell me that. Man, you're supposed to see even in town.
Oh, he hasn't even gotten him. Oh, he's still coping with the telephone operator.
Hello. Now, I'm disconnected. Oh. I tell you this. Hello. Who's this? I mean, is this me, Monsieur Piper. Je voudrais parler à Monsieur Boutvin.
Vin.
No. Look, est-ce que Atco Import Export Company... Pardon? Hello! No, écoutez, s'il vous plaît.
What's Daddy doing?
Be quiet, dear, but why don't you get out your crayons and coloring book while Mommy unpacks?
Hello?
Leave Daddy alone.
Qui est là? Hospital? No. Pardon. Connect me with some hospital now.
I've heard making a phone call in France is rather complicated.
Why should it be complicated? I gave her the number. Hello? Mademoiselle, vous m'avez donné l'hôpital. Oui. Mais je voudrais parler à Atco Import Export Company. Vendôme, Saint-Louis, Gertrude. Comprenez-vous, mademoiselle?
Dear, maybe the connection's bad now. Dear.
Oh! What do you mean, don't talk so fast?
Huh?
All right. Vendôme, 5823. Okay.
Is that what you said? Don't talk so fast?
The operator is an American student with a part-time job.
Oh, don't worry, dear. We'll be here a week. I'm sure you'll find somebody in France who can speak French with you.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, Guy Sorrell, Louis Van Ruten, and George Dekos, and is produced by Walter Hart.